Kitin number 24.
Mentioned yesterday that the Sasrid brings a raya, be'etzem it's a kasha, that the Gemara says, not only that the Gemara said the halachas of Pruzbul, the Gemara says that the Bei Ravashi and the Yeshiva from Ravashi, they were writing Pruzbuls to each other, they were master and mili le'adodi. Break the Sasrid, it's chutz la'oretz. It's chutz la'oretz. We see from this Gemara that even in Chutz La'aretz is Noyek Shmitas Ksofim. So from the fact that it's Noyek, we'll see in a second, it's a big machlekes. Zogdat Yisrael, the Rebbe says, Bezman she'ata meshamet karko, ata meshamet ksofim. Bezman she'ein ata meshamet karka, ein ata meshamet ksofim. So in Chutz La'aretz, there is no Shmitas karka, there's no Shmitas ksofim. So how the Veir of Ashi we're magpit to do shmitas ksofim. As I frag the Teis Yisrit. He says, as a raya, we don't pass it like Rebbe. And lefi der, shmitas ksofim bezman hazeh der raise. The shmitas ksofim is no shaykhes to shmitas karka. So we mentioned the Cheshek Shloime, the Agoyas, and the Teis Yisrit already fragged. Rebbe never said that there has to be in the same area where shvis is noyeg, ksofim is noyeg. בזמן שאתה משם את קרקע, אתה משם את כסופים. בזמן שאין אתה משם את קרקע, אין אתה משם את כסופים. אבל where has to be? בזמן שאתה משם את קרקע, אפילו אין ארץ ישראל, כן, זיין, זה לא שמית אז כסופים אין חוץ לאורץ. בזמן that שמיתה is not נויג, is no שמית אז כסופים. שמית אז כסופים ושמית אז קרקע go together. אבל שמית אז כסופים is חייבס הגוף, שמית אז קרקע is חייבס קרקע. Rebbe only said that if Shmita is not Noyeg, Shmita's Ksofim also is not Noyeg. But Rebbe said that it has to be in the same place. And for Kansas, often the Gemara is Nishtazay. Often the Gemara is Nishtazay. This is the Kasha and the Teis Yisrael. So, Be'etzim, we have to know, and I want a little bit to be Mevar of this. Be'etzim was a big machlekes. In the Rambam, we know Be'etzim is one posuk in Shmita's Ksofim. And we saw in the beginning of the Sugya. It's in Dvorim Tesvov. וזה דבר השמיטה שמוית כל בעל מה שיודחו שמוית means forgiven מויכלם אשר יאשר ברעיו לא ייגו יסס רעי so we mentioned that זה לא יסס and זה עשר זה לא יסס and זה עשר זה לא יסס פון לא ייגו יס לא יסס פון לא ייגו יס and זה מצווה עשר and זה מצווה עשר. So the loisese says lo yigoish, the mitzvah says shamoit. We saw from Berosh, maybe the loisese starts in the beginning of Shemitah, and the esse starts only in the end of Shemitah. The Rambam brings down in the mitzvah's esse, and mitzvah kuf memalef, shetzivonu lehashmit ksofim, keloim arachoy veskulom b'shnas ha-shmitah. וכבר נכפל הציווי הזה דבר השמיטה שמוית ומצווה זו של שמיטס כסופים אינו נויהגס מן התוירו אלו בזמן ששמיטס קרקע נויהגס והיא נויהגס בכל מוקן זה שאני אין דגרסויסיה זה שאתה אין דקפח so the Rambam says שמיטס כסופים אינו נויהגס מן התוירו אלו בזמן שאתו משם את כסופים אבל היא נויהגס בכל מוקר. דהיינו, בזמן בית המקדש, הוא שמיטס כסופים בכל מוקר. אין נויהגס, אלא בזמן שאתה משם את קרקע. בזמן שאין אתה משם את קרקע, אז אין נויהגס. אבל היא נויהגס בכל מוקר. This is in the mitzvah's essay. And the mitzvah's לא יססה, in קוף למד א', in ריש למד, הזירונו שלו לטבוי המסורש בשנס השמיטה ואין חיובים בו מן התוירו אלו בארץ ישראל בו אי שתהיה שם שמיטס קרקע אבל מדרבנן ישחייב בכל מוקים ובכל זמן. So it's two chilukim. The mitzvahs esa and mitzvah kuf mem alef, the Rambam says, it's noyeg b'chol mokim. The lois esa is only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, but you know, mid rabbanon it's also noyeg b'zman hazeh. So we see a chiluk in the Rambam. The mitzvahs esa from shmita, shamoit, it's all over. B'zman shata mesham et karva, ata mesham et ksofim, not only in Eretz Yisrael. Aber the lois esa is only in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rambam adds, and the Rabbanon, they said even b'zman hazeh. The Tesis Rid learned, now Chazal made a takola the Rabbanon that Shvis is noeg b'zman hazeh. The extent, the Raisa, it's only b'zman that the Shmita is noeg b'de Raisa. Chazal pulled it over even b'zman hazeh. They pulled over also the mitzvahs eser and also the mitzvahs loisaseh, or they only pulled over one? What they said? M'de Raisa, it's noeg only b'zman b'sam migdosh. And then you have an Eser all over the world, and you have a Lois Eser in Eretz Yisrael. As they take in Rambam. The Eser is Bechol Mokrim, the Lois Eser is only in Eretz Yisrael. Feed this Gilsa in the Rambam. Now Chazal, Womarich the Mitzvah. They said it's not only Bezman Beis HaMikdosh, it's even Bezman Hazeh. When Chazal Womarich the Mitzvah, they gave us an Eser, a Lois Eser, the Moshe, Sukkos. They told us to take Sukkos, a Lulav Dalet, all the 7 days. So they gave the Mitzvah. Now, the Moshe Shabbos, they said Muktzah. When a person touches Muktzah, he's Eivar HaAveira. He's Eivar HaAveira, the Mitzvah's Esef, and Zochus Yom HaShabbos HaKadshah. It's coming up. They added the Yisur. When they made Shmita B'zman HaZeh, they added the Mitzvah, or they added the Lois HaSeh? We know the Shmita alone has also a Mitzvah and also a Lois HaSeh. It's Meduyek in Rambam that only in the Lois HaSeh he brought down to the Rabbanon. And the Esef he didn't bring down to the Rabbanon. He only brought down in the Lois HaSeh. Zogin the Meforshim, the Chazal womarich the Lois HaSeh, not the Eser. And it's not Shmuel, we see a lot of times, Isurim, Chazal said, to keep even b'zman hazeh, Shem Yibona b'sam Mikdosh. Mitzvahs Esers, so, the most you will not do the Mitzvahs Eser. A Lois HaSeh, Chazal b'choshesh for the Isur, so they extend the Mitzvah even b'zman hazeh. B'meile, if the Lois HaSeh is only Be'eretz Yisrael, so when Chazal added, you're right, the Gemara is right. Bezman Mishne, Bezman Shmita, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Shmita is Chayv HaSaguf, it's Noeg Ben Ba'oretz, Ben Bechutz La'oretz. Avada it's Noeg Ben Ba'oretz, Ben Bechutz La'oretz. Aber Mechazam U'metaken Shmita S'ksofim, Lerem B'teis Esrit, they were only metaken it in Eretz Yisrael. Because as David Eloise says only in Eretz Yisrael, they were only metaken it in Eretz Yisrael. So we have a Tesisri that Be'etzem is asking that in the Gemara we see that our Sugya learned that the Shmita's Ksofim was Noeg also in Chutz La'aretz. Over he says that Lefi the Cheshmen of the Klolim of the Gemara before, it will not be Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. It will not be Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. This is the Tesisri and Dasi the Rambam. So I want a little bit, just, you know, finishing the Sugya's principle, just to touch, well, not just going to start to end it, and to touch all the main Nekudas that are left in the Sugya from principle. The Torah in Siman Samach Zayin Seif Aleph brings down Shmitas Ksofim Noyeg Ben Ba'oretz Ben Bechutz La'oretz Avad Bezman Shet Amesham Et Karka Et Amesham Et Ksofim. Bezman Hazeh we have Shmita De Rabbonon Shmitas Karka De Rabbonon. So Mele Shmitas Ksofim is Noyeg Bede Rabbonon Ben Ba'oretz Ben Bechutz La'oretz V'chein Kostav Ovi Adoni Arosh B'tshuve V'Ovi Adoni Arosh Higia Lechutz La'oretz because the Rosh moved from one place to the other place. V'Rosh Ein Odom Noyeg Shmitas Ksofim B'chutz La'aretz. The Rosh came to Chutz La'aretz, Azei L'Tur in Simen Tzamach Zayin, and he saw that L'maisen, Azei given in Chutz La'aretz, these lessons, no one keeps Shmitas Ksofim. V'mocha B'yodom. V'mocha B'yodom, you have to keep Shmitas Ksofim. No one was keeping Shmitas Ksofim. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzamach Zayin brings down אין שמיטס כסופים נוהגס מן התאירה אלו בזמן שהיובל נוהג. ובדברי סופרים שתה שמיטס כסופים נוהגס בזמן הזה בכל מוקרי. כאינו אסכום הספויסקי. אבל יש אומרים דאין שמיטה נוהגס בזמן הזה. ונראה שעליהם סומכו במדינס אלו אין אשכנז שנוהגים דין שמיטה כלל בזמן הזה. והמינג הזה כבר היו בזמן הראש כמו שכוסת בתשובה שצווח ככוכי לבטל המינג ולא אשכח. No, I wanted to listen to it. לכן כוסו האחרונים. שאינו הגים שמיטה וכן כוסו המעריק, אז זה זוקטר. מונת נאון אז מעק מנשמיט אז כספי. So when you don't learn the sugya, אין לך נאם? So למה איזה שתי דף, זה שאל אם שמיטה כספי מנהיג בזמן הזה, או שמיטה כספי מזנת נהיג בזמן הזה? That the cheshbon of the sugya, it has to be noig, it's a gemara that it's noig. But the ma'aser, when they came to chutzlaos, they saw that no one was noig. But the answer is, when we see that they sasrid in our sugya, in chutzlaos they were not noig. But avada in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be noig. The Ramo didn't bring it down, because no one was in Eretz Yisrael. But the ma'aser, avada and avada, that what they saw, that the Rosh said that he saw in all the towns that no one was writing Pruzbul and he doesn't know what it is, this is the Tesisrit in our sugya, without the Avode. That means that we don't understand. The Tesisrit says, Mamesh HaPele, Chutzlo, it's to write a Pruzbul? By Yeshiva from Ravashi? But before what we answered, as he made the Rambam. But we have a Tesisrit that said that B'fi the Cheshbon of the sugya, and Chutzlo, it's you not write a Pruzbul. Because the Fir Rebbe, the Gemara says, Abba Mede Rabbanu Deo Metaket, this is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'otz. We don't know why, it doesn't make sense, it's Shver Teis Yisrid. Abba Razei Shteit in Teis Yisrid, till Teis Yisrid Frek Tekashe. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara that they were writing Pruzbul? Why they were writing Pruzbul? Pruzbul is not Noeg in Chutz La'otz. So this Sugya Taki holds different, that it is Noeg in Chutz La'otz. Say that. But if we have such a Teis Yisrid, so maybe if Avad in Eretz Yisrael is no Mokka not to write a Pruzbul. And this is the reason the Ma'aser, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, all the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael were Mechayev and the Mechadish Pruzbul. Either Rosh said that no one did it. Avad, so before the Teis Yisri, it's Taka Pele. Because the Gemara, before the Teis Yisri, no one said a Chiluk, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Rebbe holds, Bizman Shem Misham and Ksofim and Misham. Bizman Hazem and Rabbanu, you have Shmita, you have Ksofim. Ma'am Shach. Other it's knowing, or it's not knowing. Or the Teis Yisri said that the Cheshbon of Rebbe has to have the Mokim. If it doesn't have the Mokim, it's not knowing. So the Ma'aser, kach niskabel the Ma'aser bebemidroshe, kach niskabel bebemidroshe, that in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so. Today they do it, she'en ach shel dore, the Ma'aser, the Messiah said to do it, Mashiach in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was that you have to do it. Why I'm saying it? Because here it came taket, to the Avonev Pruzbu, to the Avonev Shmitas Ksofim. So the Zalman, declared Apor Chakiris in the Lomdus of Shmitas Ksofim, he said like this, Lomazog, we see that Mine Klal Yisrael was in Chutz La'aretz Natu, and Eretz Yisrael, yes. The Mokas that they said in our sugya, that the Fi Rebbe, not only Bismash the Meshamet Ksofim at the Meshamet Karka, has to be the same place. And the place that you Meshamet Karka, you Meshamet Ksofim, and the place that you're not Meshamet Karka, you're not Meshamet Ksofim. The Cheshvan, we said, that Teis HaSarosh, the Ramba, a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael and the people that owe him money are in Chutz La'aretz. And Shmita came. Is Meshamet or is not Meshamet? And the other way around. You live in Chutz La'aretz. People in Chutz La'aretz don't write Pruzbul. But the problem is that people in Eretz Yisrael owe them money today. If they don't write a Pruzbul, they can ask for the money from the person in Eretz Yisrael or not. Now, Mazbud is the of the Lomdus of the Shaila. It could be it's totally in that, that we'll see in a second. We said the two zachen in Shmitas Ksofim. It's a lapun lo yigois, and it's a afkata de malke. If it's a afkata de malke, so if an Eretz Yisrael is Shmitas Ksofim, so if I owe someone money and I'm in Eretz Yisrael, the choy vizois. You're right, in Chutz La'aretz is no lo yigois. Other name? It's going to be him? While he doesn't have the parsha, so even then I'm in Eretz Yisrael, he has a right to mend the money. Or the other way around, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. If in Chutz La'aretz, forget in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said Shmita. People in Chutz La'aretz, Hashem didn't give them Shmita. So even then I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so the shail is, you go lefi the Eretz Yisrael, you go lefi the Chutz La'aretz. So we'll come a chidush, that if a person, today what they do in Chutz La'aretz, they write Shvach HaPruzbos. Three people, they're not making all the chumas that we spoke about the shiurim with neshloisha to be yotze, because it's a bad. But if this is alam over chutz la'aretz given to chutz la'aretz, but today that people owe money from country to country, so that's called Rav Shmuel. So he doesn't have a pshitas. Like we'll see in a second, we'll see the irim, but it's very again the longest how shmitas ksofim works. It's a din of the malva, it's a din of the loive. Hashem is mafkia. When I owe money, kilo Hashem gives me a present shmita my choyves ha'ois. But it's more on the Isur and the Malvi, you're not allowed to mend your money. If you can do nothing, the mele it's mafkia. So if it starts from the lo yigois, so avada b'chu we go to the person that is in chutzlot. But if it starts from the afkata the malke, is mistaber that it goes to the person where the money is. So the two, Zagim Shem Zalman, that this lundus is not stam a lundus. Lundus Zagim Shem, interesting, and everyone writes. Zagim Shem Zalman, if you mamik in this avonis, it goes a step weiter. We said, Gemara says, shtar perus vul amukdem posul, v'amukher kosher. Amukdem kosher v'amukher posul. And in the perus vul, we said, if you don't write the date, so we go to the later date. Why? Because we say, and we go to the earlier date. So the shadow is like this. A person writes a perus vul today, Erev Shvi's. Yeah? He writes perus vul in Chutz La'aretz in America. He writes perus vul, they finish the daven there. They get up a bit late, they say Slichas. And 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they're writing a perus vul. And Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shvi's. It's a shadow from Gezel. I'm explaining, it's not a shadow from Nefkeminis. You owe someone, a bocher owes money, a person owes money, and Eretz Yisrael. If Shvi's is Meshamet, we'll see in a second, so I want to learn the suga. It's a mitzvah's essay, you have to be meshamet, so it's sigzel if you take the money. So the people in Chutzal, it's written in the Prusbul. The mice of the people in Chutzal that have written the Prusbul, they write it already when the Shvi is in Eretz Yisrael. When the Shvita will come, Shvi is here, Lama Zog and Shkia, it's 6 o'clock. If the person writes a Prusbul after 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in America, it's too late, the Chav is in Eretz Yisrael. Dainu, if a bocher owes the money, if he asks for the money, he's over alav. The guy gives him the money, he takes the money, he's able to lose his Evelis Sigzer. So, Klavim Shem Zalman, maybe not. If we say that the Shemitah works with the person where he is, so even if the guy in Eretz Yisrael is already Shemitah for him, while he doesn't have it, Elo Yigois. Even the Yenna, Klavim Shem Zalman, so it's two Shailas, Be'etzim, Klavim Shem Zalman. So the Shailas is Be'etzim, Be'esoidis. Vos state in Parsha for Shemitah's Ksofim? Hashmot Asachoiv, or the Ralab from Lo Yigois? Avada, we saw in the Rosh that we have both. We have a laf and loyigois, and we have a shmot asachoy. But then we claim, if it's taken divided, if a person doesn't have the laf, but the other has the mitzvah. If sido ashmot asksofim, it's been stuck in ashmot asksofim. And if yes, the shaila is what to be. So first we said, stam, if in chutzlo, they don't have the mitzvah, and Eretz Yisrael, they have the mitzvah, the fi who you go. So today they write in Chutzal also. So Sinishta Zanav Kemine, Achshol Dore, everyone in Maise writes Prusbus today. But the Shaila is, but in Maise, if we say that it's totally the Mokoim, so a person will have to be Makpit. A person, I saw it interesting, the Prusbus from the Chazanish, he written it one day before the last day of Shemitah. Before the last day of Shemitah. But again, it's not so poshut, because if you write it the day before, and the bank owes you interest, so the mice at the bank for the next day owe you money, you're not allowed to go to collect the money from the bank. You're even legalists. So I'm saying, so you have to know, Taka, if it's in two places, Taka, it's an ishkla, I'm saying, it's very totally in the avona, but in our days, it's very negia le mice. So a person has a prusbul, it's, face is supposed to tell the mice, but I'm saying, nishkla, how the Shemitah works. But if the pshat is it's a shmot asachoyv, or it's the isur negisa. Lamezen, I want to see the Gemara on Mudbeis and Lamezayin on Mudbeis. Lamezen the Gemara for Lamezayin on Mudbeis. It's a very shveri Gemara bepshat. It's a very shveri Gemara bepshat. Zog the Gemara hazeh. Hamachzir choyvoy lechaveiroy beshvitz. Shvitz passed, and you owe someone money, and you go over to pay him. Sorich sheyoymar loy meshamet ani. Dehainu. If a person didn't write a prusbul, and a person is coming to pay you back money that he owes you, you're not allowed to take it. You have to tell him meshamet ani. You have to tell him meshamet ani. Now before we start, Zarashi here, bizman sheh shvi snoyek. What is bizman sheh shvi snoyek? We said, shmitas ksofim noyek bizman hazeh. What is bizman sheh shvi snoyek? Zarashi also will hold like that. Rashi also will hold like that as Nish. Because Bisman Shah Shvi is Noyek. Maybe later we'll have a Yishuv in it. So Amar Zir Choy Bo Lechaveiro Bishviz, Sorich Sheyoy Mar Loi Meshamet Ani. Vim Omar Loi Afal Piken. His friend said, but even so I want to pay you. Yekabel Aymenu. Shneemar Vezet Dvar HaShmit.
וזה דבר השמיטה.
This Gemara needs pshat. Masu choy velechaveru b'shvis. Tzorich sheyomar lo imeshamet ani. V'im omar lo af al piken yekabel. Sheneemar v'ze dvar hashmita. What is the pirush amiles? Sheneemar v'ze dvar hashmita. So Rashi learns sheneemar doesn't go on the af al pi that if he wants to give you, you can take it. It goes on the first halacha. Amar zrichoy velechaveru b'shvis. Tzorich sheyomar lo imeshamet ani. Why you have to say Meshamet? Shenemar v'ze dvar hashmita. Tzorich lo imar dibur shel shmita. Tzorich sheyomar dibur shel shmita. So amar zichoy v'lechaveru b'shvis. Tzorich sheyomar lo imeshamet ani. Tzorich sheyomar lo imeshamet ani. He has to tell him Meshamet. V'im amar lo af al pi ken yekabel shenemar v'ze dvar hashmita. Frek netes es harosh. He doesn't understand. If someone doesn't owe you money and he gives you money, you need a pasuk that you have to tell him Meshamet ani. You have to tell him in Shuldik, you don't owe me money. Why? You need a drosh. Amar zichoy velechaveru b'shvis. A person is coming to give you money after shvis. You have to tell him, I'm a yid, I'm keeping shvis and shvis. You don't owe me money. Yenim says, I know that, I want to give you b'seder. Are they frank to Rav Rashi? Mele, he says he's not masking dos nishtu pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is about you have to tell him. But I would think that even if he wants to, you're not allowed to take it. You have to tell him, Shmita, I don't want it. I told him once. If he wants, I'm allowed to take the money. But the Gemara needs a pshat. So in this Gemara, be'etzem, is three mahalchim how to learn the Gemara. And I want to remind that these three mahalchim are very nagia lemaise. The Rosh and Teisus HaRosh, like we said, Shitas HaTeisus HaRosh, and this will be medayik in the Rosh when we started the sugi of Prusbul, that Shmitas Kesofim has two zachim. Has Afkata de Malke, and has a love of Loyigos. So because it's Afkata de Malke and is a love of Loyigos, so this Bekash of Teisus HaRosh, so the guy doesn't owe you money. So why? What is the sugi here? He doesn't owe you money. So the Teisus HaRosh learns that Be'etzem, for sure, he doesn't owe me money, so I'm not allowed to take the money. So what is the halacha tzorich sheyemar lo imeshamet? The Teisus HaRosh learns kilu balabatish. Stop. Avada, you have to tell him. The Iker Chiddush is, v'im omar lo yafal piken, you're allowed to take the money. This is, Zog the Teisus HaRosh, how you read the Gemara weiter, omar rabbe v'toli le ad omar hochi. And you could hang him, zot Rashi, till he tells you afal piken. So Rashi says, you hang him on a tree, till he tells you that he wants to give you the money afal piken. Frek the Teisus HaRosh, ganev, toch shmite. Says, Avada, it's not the pshat. Toli le means you're allowed to look in his eyes, to make it to feel very not comfortable that he'll give you back the money. Toli le be'enei, till he feels that he wants to give you back the money. Why? Because you said already dvar hashmita. So he says like this, first he has to come over to you. And you have to tell him, meshamet ani. You don't have to pay me. After you told that, you start to look at him, till he feels not comfortable to give you the money.
Why
don't you say anything? What? Because if you didn't say Zok the Teisus HaRosh, you're not mekayem the mitzvah shmita. The mitzvah is, no, you're right, you don't have to. But if you didn't say Meshamet, so then you can't tolilei. Because you have to tell him, Be'etzim, you don't have to give me the money. Or you can start to look at him, and then he comes and says, Be'etzim, you don't have to. So you mekayim your mitzvah. Because if you don't tell him you don't have to, and just make him to feel, you're not mekayim the mitzvah shmita. So the fidat Teisaros Be'etzim is nishchadish lo azayim the Gemara, two chidushim. One chidush is, Be'etzim the choyv is nifka. Tzabot nezach, the choyv is nifka. But if the person wants to pay you, you're allowed to take the money. And not only that, you're allowed to make him not comfortable, to feel that he will feel not comfortable to give you the money. The Yamshe Shloime learns a shtikel afrosh. He says that it's a mitzvah to say Meshamet ani. Like the Gemara says in Pchoir, it's a mitzvah like Disho, Yafal Pishu Kodesh. So it's a mitzvah, the guy comes to pay you, not only to tell him you don't owe me, but tell him I'm a kaim the mitzvah of Shmita. Then if he wants to pay you, again, but Tolile, you will have to learn like the Teisus HaRosh. Rashi is very shver. Rashi says, you hang him up. It's very shver, like the Teisus HaRosh, what's the pshat that you could hang him? Mikoyach this Gemara, the Yereim, in Sefer HaYereim, is Mechadash HaChidush Godim. Zog the Yereim, in Kuf Samach Dalet, Mm-hmm. V'choy she'ovar olav shvis einoy rashay le'okvoy. The Reim is mechadish that if shvis passed, you have a chiyuv to go to pay to the other person. V'choy she'ovar olav shvis, you have a chiyuv to go to pay to the other person. Even that shvis is meshamet, it's not a real hafkata de malke. You have a mitzvah to go to pay to the other person. Kasher tzivo ayoy, shekol zman shelo yishmito yamalve, chayev lifroya. Elo loy veyazmin malve ledin, sheyishamet lichoyvoy. Yelem as a mitzvah to say meshamet. But you have a chiyuv to pay. So the Reim learns pshat in this Gemara that a person has to go over to his friend to offer him to pay. Yenem has a mitzvah to say meshamet. Yenem has a mitzvah to say meshamet. So it's a machlekes how to learn the Gemara. The Reim tainus in this Gemara state that be'etzem dechoy vida. So be'etzem this is the machlekes the Rosh and the Reim. The Rosh learned that it's a hafkata de malke. And if it's afkata de malke, the Gemara here doesn't make sense. So he says, "Ein lechanami attack, it doesn't make sense. Be'etzem, you don't have to pay. And the guy, be'etzem, you have to tell him you don't have to pay. And it's time of mitzvah to say meshamet. And then you can't do nothing to him. You just could look at him with rachmonas, maybe he will pay you." The Reim learns, the chiyuv is a loisese, and is a mitzvah ese. A loisese to tell him not to take the money. A mitzvah ese to meshamet. But even though there's a loisus and a mitzvah esse, Yenem owes you the money. And not only that, after Yenem, you told him once that you mask him that he will not pay. If he wants to pay, you can take it. I would say maybe it's a mitzvah to carry on, not to take. What? He's not a gazan if he takes the money, right? Lefidi Reim, he's not able to six, but if he takes the money. Avada. And not only that, he can hang him. I was mekayim the mitzvah, and I force you to say afalpi. What? The Filet is a Rosh, be'etzem you don't owe no money. And this Gemara is a Motne Gemara exactly. So what? Stam, but if he doesn't owe you money, what is this heter to make him to feel not comfortable? Afrek Tafrashi, how it could be I could force a person to pay me? He doesn't owe me. So what does it tell to make him to feel not comfortable? So we learned out, v'zed dvar ha-shmid, there's no mokim, nisha zikro, v'yireim says, v'yikoyach this Gemara is muchach, as the lef kata de malkeh. Now, the problem isn't the Yireim, the Fidei Yireim, that it's not a Afkata de Malkin, it's only a mitzvah to be Moichel and the Choyv, Fregin de Achoyv, the Gemara before is mashma not like that. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Mi'ikem midi midoireis Eloi misham et shviz, Va'omu rabonot misham et shviz. How Chazal will metak and shvitas ksofim b'zman hazeh? If we say that Chazal never took away the money, just gave a mitzvah to the other person to say mishamet, so the Fidei Yireim, Chazal are not mafkir a moment from a person. If they made Afkata de Malkin, they take away the money from someone. But if they didn't make a hafkata de malke, it's very sure. Because the Tesarosh says it's a gezel. Rashi, so what do you say? Okay. So Lama Zog the world, you know what? Rashi is really like the Erei. That is a chiyuv. This is the reason you're allowed to hang him on a tree. But if it's not Afkata de Malke, what is the tzad that you allowed to hang him on the tree to force him to give you money? He doesn't owe you the money. But we can learn that in Rashi like the Reim, because we said in the whole shiurim from Reb Nochem from Teiras Roim that why Peruzbul, you need two zachen. We need the Moisa Shtarosa of the Basin, we need Hefker Basin Hefker. We said the Moisa Shtarosa we need for the Lo Yigois, and the Hefker Basin Hefker we need for the Afkata de Malke. But if we say now that Rashi doesn't owe him Afkata de Malke, for Reb Nochem, so Lefi the Reim, Yireim says, I owe the money. Yelim is a mitzvah to say mishamet, and I have to, and there's an Indian to offer him aval piken, and maybe you can force me to say aval piken. Just he has to say mishamet. Navisin genoy degdorit. But lefi the Rosh says that avada is no chiyuv, so avada is no tzad that you can hang him, and avada you have to tell him that a pialochi doesn't owe you money, just could make him not comfortable. But Rashi mitzad echol, we see in the sugyas before, which right there rhymes that's Rashi as a lot as they would hear him as the afkata de malke. Mitzad sheini, in Rashi here state that you're allowed to hang him. Nish klo. And I love the fight of the Gemara weiter even. The Gemara says as they. Eisra abayek shu noisen, al yoyim arloi bechoy voyani noisen lecho. אלא יאמר שלי הם, ובמתולה אני נויסן לך. אמר לה, יהיה. תולי לילמי, אתה אומר הוכי. Force him to say that he wants to give it to you in a matana. Does the mamash avot nezach? Abba bar Martha da ve Abba bar Muni ave masik be Rove Zuze. I tinu nu lei be Schwitz. Omar lei meshamet ani. Meshamet ani. So me davis mstam, this loshon ha gemore, I sinu nu lei be Schwitz. We learning lemais a Schwitz is only meshamet be Soifo. So in the Gemara before, you could say, Amachzir chaveru b'shvis, Rashi frek the kasha, what is b'shvis? And Rashi answers, b'zman she ha-shvis noyeg. I want to be mazbir. The Gemara says, Eisen mehilei b'shvis. He bring it back in shvis. L'chu ha-shvis is only meshamet b'seifo. So, be'etzim, you can ask the kasha in the first line in Amud Beis. Amachzir chaveru b'shvis, so she yom ha-meshamet ani. So Rashi asked the kasha. And Rashi l'chu answered that b'shvis doesn't mean in the middle of shvis, mean b'zman she ha-shvis noyeg. But in Rove, you can't say that it happened b'zman she'ashvi'is noyeg. It happened in the life of Rove. Other shvi'is is noyeg. And the Mishnah, you could say, the Mishnah said, Hamarz v'chavei richov b'shvi'is, b'zman she'ashvi'is noyeg, this is the halachas. But if Rove, that Rove bring it back b'shvi'is, it's ke'ilu mashma that shvi'is is m'shamesh b'emtza. Omar li m'shamet ani. Shaklinu ve'ozar. Ozar abaya ashvich ida'a ve'otziv. You might say he lost his money. Omar li amaya otziv ma'ar. אמר לי, הוכי רבי מייסה. עוזר לגבי, אמר לי, אמרת לי, זוזה? You went to pay him? אמר לי, אין. Again, we see again that even if Shvis is משמת, you have an Indian that you have to go over to give the money. אמרת מרגיש again. And the Gemara before it only said that if you went over, you're allowed to take the money. Here it says that one of the Amiroim, Abai went over and told him, you're right, it was Shvis, but you went. אמר לי, what happened? אמר לי, משמת אני, but he said משמת אני. אמר לי, ואמרת לו לאף הפיקן? And you told him, אף הפיקן? אמר לי, לא. אמר לי, ואמרת לי, אף הפיקן, אבל שוקל מנוח? השתם מי אמרת לי לי? So go to give it to him. And בעצם, ואימן לי, אף הפיקן, עוזר למות לי, ואמר לי, אף הפיקן, שקלינו מיני. אמר לי, הוא בא, צור דרבון, I didn't think that you will take it. So זה מאוד מזח. So שתי תקלורן בגמורה, that if you have a tzad, that if the person will say משמת, and he will say, Afal Piken, you have an Indian to go to pay back the Choyv after Shvis. And the Shaila is, this is, what is the Mokel? So I'm saying again, Lefi de Yareim, it's also Shver. Hashem gave a mitzvah to make Shmita. But you can say, the mitzvah was, kilu, you say Shmita, and you pay. But the Afkata de Malke is no Choyv. So it's Milad HaGantz is Sugi before, there's a Shvitas Ksofim, Shvitas Ksofim, Shvitas Ksofim. You learn the Sugi then, but listen, even so, go pay him. And even if he says, Meshamet Ani Abba Pikem, and one of the Amiroim didn't do it. And I want to explain what I'm saying. Before Rashi said, you know, maybe look at him very stark till he'll feel bad and he will be masking to pay you. He said, my Cheshbon. But someone from the side to go over to the Amiroim and tell you, listen. So the Mai says, Negea, as if a person, your friend didn't write a Prusbul, this is an Indian to go to pay him after Shvitas. Oh, Shvis is Meshamet. The Meisah stated in the Sugi Meisah that even a Shvis is Meshamet is the Indian to go over to pay him. And that's Shulchan Aruch Paskin. This is a Gemara that no one has Pshat Taki. What is the Mokim for that? What? The Meisah, you're not allowed to ask for the money. He has to, and you don't can ask. You could wait till the, you know, it's guys that owe you money, and when you ask, you don't get it. But if you're not allowed to ask for, not like that. It's a problem. I'll explain to you in a second. If we hold up in Maisha every year has a cheshbon in the bank, you're not allowed to go to the bank after Shmita. If they will come to pay you, you could wait. Sometimes like 30 years, 40 years. You can't go tomorrow to ask money from the bank. If a bank is a person. Shana bank is a person. אמר זה חויב שאובר לו שוויס, ימר לו עמד במשמת, וכבר נפטר אותו. אמר לי, אף הפיקן רצוי לי שתקבל יקבל, ועל ימר לו בחויב יני נויסן. יחזל יחוב ולא יום עלי כן, מסב מדבור עם השירים עלי שלי ומתון נסעתי לך, ולא יום עלי כן, לא יקבל, אלי ואתם מויסו ויהיה לך. שכנור, אבל ינה מהססה, שלי ומתון אני לא יסעו לך. בסדר, שכנור, it doesn't matter, every person has to try to pay back the חוי. ניש כלור גנוי. למה אין לי כאן לגמורה? אומר רב נחמן, נאמן אודם למה פרוסבול הויו ביודי ועובד. מתי מקיים ולתיקו רבון פרוסבול לשווי כתירה ואוכל איסורי. למעשה, a person doesn't have to keep his פרוסבול, because every person is never to say that he had a פרוסבול, because מיגו that he could have write a פרוסבול, because לשווי כתירה ואוכל איסורי. כאוסי כמיד אבו אבי, אומר להם מידי פרוסבול אבו לכו ועובד, כאיזה תחביך עולה אילם. חן מאחורי שמה שחורי, אם פרוסבול הרי לא יפור תנאי ותנאי, ואיזה תגמור says, that we all about Pesach, Pesach, that a person has a פרוסבול. The Ma'aseh, the Ben Ish Chai, brings down that the meaning in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was Tuzach. First, that Prusbul is that we see that all of the Gedolim written the Prusbul. Why? Valetz Atakon of the Rabbonon, Shelo Tishtok Achter Hashmita. So it's the Indian to write the Prusbul. But Mitzad Sheini, everyone wanted to be Mekayim of the Mitzvah from Shmita's Ksafim. So what they did is they written the Prusbul in the morning. And then in the afternoon, remember last Shemitah, everyone did it in the afternoon, you went over to a person, and you asked him, could you give me a shekel? And he borrowed you a shekel. And you have to tell him that the Zman Pirayon is before Shviz. Because if the Zman Pirayon is after Shviz, Amal V'Lesach Shonim and Shviz B'Shametes, Shloshim Yoyim is a Shaila. And then you tell him that I could come to ask for the money and have 5 minutes. And then you wait till after Shviz, and you come over to him after Shviz, and he says, I want to pay you back. And he says, B'Shametani. You say Afa Piken and you yoitz the din of the Gemara. V'kach Noagu Kol Bnei Yeshivas on the Ben Ish Chai. So we write the Prusbul in the morning, then we give our alvoy to someone a shekel, and after we give the alvoy, Yenim comes to offer to pay it back, and after he comes to offer to pay it back, you tell him Mishametani and b'meila you potu. This is Ein Zach. Was another Zach last Shmita. The Maisa, and this was a big shaila, so everyone writes Prusbul the Maisa in the morning. So everyone written Prusbuls in the morning. The government in the afternoon decided to give money for Yontif. The government gives to old people, the different people. So the computer put it in to everyone in the afternoon. So Mele the Maisa, all the people written the Prusbul in the morning. The Lamas are the person has write the Prusbul in the morning. Now the government decides to give you money, or the credit card company decides to give you money, and they put money into your account in the afternoon. So the Maisa, the Prusbul doesn't help on Chayvus that you got before. So they went to ask the Liyashi, the Maisa came out, it came out, all the different people, everyone has at least 1,000 shekel in their account. The government had to give money for the kids, so all the Zachar had to give money, they gave it, they want, forget everyone's pressure, they have to give it before Yontif. So they pushed themselves, and they gave it before Yontif. But the Maisa, everyone already written the Prusbul. So the Ma'irim came with a Taina, that Vay Lemaise is given after the Prusbul, so the Prusbul doesn't help. So Rabbi Yashi wanted to say a Chiddush. Vay the Gemara says, Amal ves chaveru le'eser shonim ein shvis meshametes ve'loi karinen be'lo yigois. So he wants to say, while the bank is closed Erev Yontef, and you can't take out the money from the bank, so while in Erev Yontef you don't call the yigois. So even in Lemaise, it could be before you had a Lo-Yigois. Well, the conditions in the bank is that in that day you can't ask for the money. So it's a Amal Ves Chaveri Le'eser Shonim. Only nafkamina is that if a person has a tzad, that he has chayvus, no, the nafkamina is to know, when you learn the sugya prusbul, the ending of the sugya prusbul, that if it's a tzad that is chayvus, to write the prusbul in the end of the day. Because prusbul doesn't help for the chayvus that were given in between the time of writing the prusbul to the after the prusbul. That's the answer is that. Mehaltzach Erev Yom Kippur. כי ביום הזה יחפר עליכם וכל חטאיכם לפני השם קיטור. We know בעצם יום הכיפורים has two זכרים in יום הכיפורים. יום סליחה, יום כפורה, and it's יום הדין. State in the Sforim, in the Mekubalim, בעצם, Hashem is doing in Yom Kippur two things that don't have no shaykhs to each other. Could have been one day that you take care of your averes, you do tshuva, you make kabbalas, you take care of it, you plan your year, and then there's a Yom Adin, there's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, mi'ichya, mi'yomus, mi'bekitzoy, mi'loy bekitzoy, two zachem. It didn't have to happen in the same day. And be'etzem, it's two different zachem be'etzem. There was chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he said, if you make Yom Slicha one day, and the Yom Adin, the Gmar Adin, will be in a different day, so if a person could make himself clean, after a couple of hours he will have averes, will come Yom Adin, will go Nish Bleib. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put both of them together. The nafkamina that both of them are together is that a person has to know that there's two kind of avodas in Yom HaKippurim that don't have shaykhis to each other. Avada they have shaykhis. And if a person is clean from the chet, b'meile, he will have a shalatei v'umesuka. But be'etzem is a eser d'iraise loshu b'tshuva, as I said in Rambam, sh'nistaveinu b'yomim eilu, loshu b'tshuva lefonov, dirshus Hashem b'imotzei, ki hu b'yoyse koroiv, ilu asor yomim sh'bin reish Hashem al-yem ha-kippurim, is a chiyuv loshu b'tshuva shleima lefonov. Person has to make, we see from the Amiroim, that one of them, a person was pregeya in Rav's Kovet, and Rav was matriach himself, Erev Yom Kippur, to go over, maybe the animal asks a slicha or mechila. So I want a little bit to be mazbir the inyanim, and one mezach that we have, the Ramah brings down, the Shechonah brings down, that there's a minig that people ask mechila from each other. We have to know exactly, what is this minig exactly? Everyone goes around, yomeichel, yomeichel, and then you stay. But what is this meaning? So I want to do Kaseido. The first mitzvah sayyim that we have is mitzvah from tshuva. It's shenitztaveinu loshuv eilov b'tshuva shleima. A person has to do a tshuva shleima. What is a tshuva shleima? Sheyoyid yoydeya ta'alumois shelo yoshuv lechetze. Person has to do a tshuva shleima sheyoyid yoydeya ta'alumois shelo yoshuv lechetze. If not, say heisishkin tshuva. So a person is standing Rosh Hashanah or standing Yom Kippur and he knows next year will be exactly like this year. So does heisishkin tshuva. So how is doing the mitzvah sayyoyim? How is doing the mitzvah sayyoyim? And it's a pachat. You see people 2 days, 3 days before Yom Kippur, they become busy. What are busy? Next year they will have a good year. Sit and learn today. Next year he will learn. This person is mufka from tshuva and gans. How you do tshuva? So there's a Kabbalah from Reb Chatzko that everyone knows, the first chaylik, that tshuva is giboit of Kabbalahs. We're mekabel Kabbalahs. Person is mekabel Kabbalahs. This is tshuva. It's time to say I'm doing tshuva. Charote, vidui is not enough. Especially not an Armad Regis. The way to do tshuva is Kabbalahs. What is Kabbalahs? So the world, Nemtzachon, this year, next year I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this. Tasei Tishkin Kabbalahs. Why? This person's already doing it for 10 years, Sigonish Gishet. Some people after Yom Kippur, you know, they finish with a list of two piles of Sforim that they take near the bed before they go to sleep. Tasei Tishkin Kabbalahs. They're already doing it every year, ready to have the piles. Yeah, they change the orders maybe every year in the Kabbalahs. That's Heis Yishkin Kabbalahs. So what's Heis Yishkin Kabbalahs? So Pchatzkel is Masber. And I want, the Gemara says, Sheifu shel Rosh Hashanah Kofuf. Kama bekaif imi shtvei michale. Sheifu shel Yom HaKippurim Poshut. Kama de poshit in ish tfei michele. Avoid of Rav Kippur is to be poshit. Simple. To be simple. Kama de poshit in ish tfei michele. What is kama de poshit in ish tfei michele? So I want to be masbir. A couple is bail. The mashal. The poshit mashal. Lama zogim a person wants to be zogim boim klolim. Lama zogim a person it's hard for him to daven in a minyan. It's not Megiah to the Oilem HaSinigir, but a person is hard for him to daven in a minyan. He has a shvachkeit. Lo yaleinu, so as Zohar mentioned. Now, this person is Mekabel. Next year, Avadim. Every davening with minyan. He's been Mekabel like this for 10 years, 12 years. It's a gonish. Say it's in Kabbalah. So how he does a Kabbalah? So he thinks to himself, what tefillah l'moshel I could for sure Mekabel on myself to change? Some people shachris. They like that tefillah. Some people shachris. You know, this is the milchama. So mincha. Some people mincha is the like that side. Some people forget mincha l'moshel is l'maisa for them. Yeah. They're learning the sugis. I can say that they forget mincha every time. Yeah. So a person thinks, oh, ma'ariv. Why ma'ariv is a good zach? Because even if I don't have before say that, I could have after say that. I don't have to say that, I can go to Shtiblach. I'm in Chutzlaot, I'm in Orlando, I'm in Shabbos. I've been yelling the whole time. So he's mekabel a Kabbalah, that he will never miss Ma'ariv in a minute. Oh, he goes right there. And what it be if I'm far away? I will take a taxi till a half an hour drive to come to the minute, to daven Ma'ariv. I will never go away for a trip if I can't daven Ma'ariv in a minute. Ma'ariv chorik velo yav. Ma'ariv chorik velo yav. Now, some people that all of his life is davening Ma'ariv in a minute, there's nishkin Kabbalah. I'm a person that sometimes hears, sometimes not. He says, Ma'ariv choyk b'lo yavu. Now he knows, but this year means choyk b'lo yavu, even Lamazogin is chasm of his best friend, if he knows that he can't have Ma'ariv, he doesn't go. If his family is going somewhere, and there will be no Ma'ariv b'minyan, he doesn't go. Now Zakim Chatzka, I want to use this mush. The Yitzhahor knows you. He says, you know, Ma'ariv is the best Kabbalah. But he knows that in Lamazogin, in Pesach time, your family goes to somewhere in the end of the world, and there's no minyanim. And he knows that the ma'ariv, you're not strong enough to be mekabel. So a person, when he's sitting in Yom Kippur, he says, okay, ma'ariv will change my life. But the ma'ariv is about Shvi'at Pesach. So I'm mekabel to daven ma'ariv every night in a minyan chutz for the Shvi'at and Pesach. It's no chutz. Al menas, chutz. It's not a spirit. Then he knows, l'mazogim, that ben azmanim, he can't daven ma'ariv in a minyan. I'm not saying it's matter. He has tried to force himself. If he can't, chutz min ben hazman. He tries to think, oh, but when he decides the days that he could, choyk b'lo yavo. What would be the marshal if I have to take a car and it cost me $100? Okay, $100 I could afford. $200 I could. $300. Okay, until $200 I will spend it on ma'ariv. And he closes over the Yom Kippur, the Kabbalah of ma'ariv. The Chochmah, the Yitzhahori comes and tells him, "Ech, mekabel ma'ariv straight. Stop to make this achem. Ma'ariv, you can't have ma'ariv minyan." But this is the Chochmah of the Yitzhahori. He knows where he will fall, and then the Kabbalah will be gorish. We'll go a shtickle weiter. A person lamazog wants to mechazik himself and learn it, so he feels he has to have a hespik. So he's mekabel every day. He will learn the blood. She's going to blat and she will start. Every day he'll learn a blat. We'll chazer a blat. And something that he learned, like this, he knows he'll have a mechai. Choyk b'layav. What if he forgets? The other day he learns two. What if he forgets? He forgets 2 days. The other day he learns three. Later, he pays $1,000. Every person, what he could. If a person makes it, no. So, a person will think to himself, about it. Every day a blat. He knows himself, after a week, he will never touch the blat. So, it's nishin kabbalah. Somebody could think, every week, two blood a week. Oh, actually, I could aim it at it. It's a good Kabbalah for me. The Moshe. The person feels Shabbos was not stark for him. Shabbos was not stark. I said over in the Aloha Shir, people ask, Akash, a person gets up in the middle of the night and puts out a light. It feels terrible. Shabbos. I was such a deep sleep. I was sure it's Sunday. So we tell, Akash Baruch Hu tells him, you know, people sleep in a bed. You fall off the bed. Why not? Mamish, sometimes you're mamish tired, yeah? And not because you know you went to the bed. Even if you fall on the couch to sleep and someone picks you up and puts you in your bed, you also don't fall. And it's not even the same bed. Every night, some people, every night they sleep in a different bed. So what is the pshat? One that's big, one that's small, they never fall. Is it sad that he will fall? You don't know the person. Maybe he will fall. It's possible that he will not fall. How it could be that in the middle of the street he for sure will not fall? But when he woke up, he put on the light. This is the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos. So a person feels he has to mechazik in Shabbos. So what he does? How is mechazik in Shabbos? So I give you two examples. Moshe, I felt last year I wanted to mechazik my kids in Shabbos. So I said, you know, I will live with him in Shabbos in the meal. Yeah, but already for 5 years I'm planning to live with him. And every time, you know, when I finish to learn, I see I'm the only one on the table. So, but I want the mechazik. I'm a Kabbalist again. So I went, okay, and said after the Erevim Kippur, I went around to the store here, and I found a book with pictures on Hilcha Shabbos. So I said, you know, I will learn with the pictures. And the Mele, everyone will be interested. So I bought it at Erevim Kippur. And I finished it. Last week I finished it. The kids will fight. Every one more page, one more page. You're not allowed to look at a picture before we learn the halacha. It's narishkeit. It's not narishkeit. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to plan in the Eli Ketog. So a person thinks, this is what I think about my kids. A person thinks on himself. So he tries to think, I will learn Mishnebuyo for Shabbos. He will try it 100 times. I'm not saying for a Baruch Hu to learn pictures. I'm saying, a person tries to think. So I said, Moshe, when I was a person, Baruch, I was in the car myself. Before I'd look at Sneiris, a half an hour before Shabbos, not to do melacha. Not to do melacha. What means, even if I didn't take a shower, there's no shower this week. I had to go somewhere I didn't go, you don't go. A half an hour. What could happen? A person's married, it's hard to talk, no food. So you're stuck. So you eat in yeshiva. No. Hands of Chazal, best of any outside even. You make up, this is it, doesn't make a difference. You will lose your trip. Choyk velo yavo. So what happens? Every Shabbos, before Shabbos, a half an hour before Shabbos, your hands are tied. This is it. The Mele, while your hands are tied, and you feel like that, the whole Shabbos, you remember Shabbos. It has to be. Half an hour before Shabbos, you just, Shabbos. I'm not saying it's for everyone, but this is a Pshat, a person skips, oh, the Mele, this year, Shabbos will change by him. A choyk velo yavo. Now a person knows that it's choyk velo yavo, but the ma'aseh ben hazmanim, he has to help in his house, and he can't do it. So he's mekabel, when he's in yeshiva, he will do it. Some people, you know, speak Lashon Hara. Two halachas in Chofetz Chaim. I'm sure it's a chosh v'kabbalah. But some bochum are already doing it from the time they're 16. Yeah? Okay, achet shalom Lashon Hara, two halachas in Chofetz Chaim. So that's a shayin kabbalah. He has to think about a different idea. But a different idea. I'm not saying to stop to learn Chofetz Chaim. It helped the first year. It gave me a memory that you're not speaking Lashon Hara. Now you speak on every second guy. You speak the whole time. So, the person told me Kabbalah. Once a week, Friday, he sits. He met a guy. He took a different guy to be in charge. And he thinks about people that he spoke Lashon Hara. And one of them, he goes over to Bet Mechila. And he has to. The other guy, Muslim, he has to go. But that's why when you have to go, you stop to speak. Even the other guy said, you have to tell me the list of people he spoke at, and he tells you to who you have to go past. It doesn't, sometimes you don't have such a good friend that can help you. But the chokhmah is, Zakhdam Chatzkil, to try to take, every person could take, l'moshe, I'll give you a moshe. A person feels that brachas is very shvach. He said, this is the avodah of Yom Kippur. Kama de poshit inish, they have, no, Shiva will give shtarke shmuzin on Yom Kippur. I'm speaking on the kama poshit inish, the avodah of Yom Kippurim, alavai al bischus for me, to be zayich b'yem adin. A person feels brachas, very shvach, on kavoneh. This man, avodah kavoneh, Motzi Yom Kippur, the first Zuri, forgets to be Chavad, yeah? So what he does? He says, no, this man, Kavon. So he thinks, you know, Shahako. At least Shahako. Shahako yu niyo bitvori. Hako yu niyo bitvori. Everything. Shahako yu niyo bitvori. Shahako yu do be Chavad. But the time he knows himself. Machapom yu teich hazan shkat Shahako. So he makes a kabbalah. If I started to drink and I remember that I didn't do a kavoneh, I stop. When I stop, I stay thirsty. From this bottle I don't drink. I take a different bottle. From this can I don't drink. The person can think, oh, it's too much for me. But every Sunday, every Shabbos, he cuts. I'll not drink this can. This guy every second is not mechaber. So, you know, we extra cans all over the place. But this is the avoid of Yom Kippur. This is the avoid. Lemoshe. I heard someone told me this week. No. Moshe, a lot of people, it's mitzvah deraisa. They bench, but you know, they don't say all the words. Lovu, gudasi. And I see Alamos, I'm up in Zaf. He asks someone to be made to you, he asks for a bench. Alamos, I don't understand that. I forget. When I moiti people, I don't need a bencher. If I have a mistake, they will correct me. When I bench myself, I need a bencher. Then let's forget. When they bench themselves, they member. The guy, he asked to moiti alamichi, he needs a bencher. Chavish can tell you that he doesn't member. But every time when he finishes to eat, so this makes a Kabbalah this year, benching and Birkas Hamazon was out from a bencher. Benching in alamichi was out with a bencher. Kabbalah b'ur. Say that. What happens? Matzi Yom Kippur, he goes to eat somewhere, and there's no benches around. The Sultan is very clue. No benches around. He goes to the Chmeis, one of the stores here. He eats the Zaynas, again, Ishtaran, Shuk, Nishuk, Postulators, Nish Postulators, and he eats in the Zaynas, and then, so the Kabbalah is over. Rav Shach said, it was the Kabbalah, to bench, from the bench. And in the middle of Yom Kippur, he decided, yeah, only when I'm in the house, I'm a Kabbalah Kabbalah. So I'm in the house. So Alamo should say, Alamo, my Kabbalah is, if I'm a Kabbalah, Kabbalah, I say my Kabbalah is to bench with a bencher in a place that is a bencher. I don't know if I don't carry benches on me. Some people have little benches on them, Sidurim, people have all different things today. I'm a Kabbalah, when there's a bencher around, I will try to bench with a bencher. One time I saw the Kabbalah doesn't help. I was mekabel on a michiv, but there's a bench around, and I found myself forget it. So that was a year I had a better kabbalah. I have to bench on a michiv when there's a bench around, and if I forget, I get up and I open the bench and I look at it and I close it. Then you start to forget because anyway I have to get up. Doesn't mean you go back to the place, you open the bench and the michiv and you close it. This is the avoda. This is the mitzvah esa min ha-toiro lo shuv b'tshuva. This is the way that's in the person has to know. You want to be Zeichet Hashem HaTovah Mitzvah? The more you do the Mitzvah Sayoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the good year. You just have to do the Mitzvah Sayoyim. Zok Reb Chatzke. I want to be Mamshik the next day. The Yetzer Hara is very smart. First, he will not let you to do these things. He makes everyone busy. From now till Motzi and Kippur, everyone gets busy. I don't know how. You get so busy that you don't see the children. But let me talk to a guy when he comes and he hears what we said now, and he decides to fix himself. The Yitzhahor Miyad changes his picture. He comes with a white beard and he starts to give you givaldic ideas. For brachas, he tells you the shahakal idea was givaldic with the cans. For alamichia, yet benches, Shabbos, hour before I look his nails. Two blood a week is mamish good for you. Ma'ariv and mincha. And like Mamashi gives you ideas. Mamashi, give all the ideas. And he has good ideas. And Smir says, I didn't go in. That when you finish, you have a list like 500 things to hold in your hand. He knows that nothing will happen. A person is not allowed to leave Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with more from 5 or 6 Kabbalahs. The Yitzhahor, in the minute that he sees that he doesn't manage to stop you, he starts to add. The minute he knows he got you. Because he knows you can't keep all of them. And the avoida is, and it's avoida of ours, to try to think in a lot. So what you do is, you say al-chet, and you try to think about the good ideas that will stop you, and you start to work maybe less. Bencher only, the moshe, only the bencher, only when the place there's a bencher, only when I'm living on August. And then, slowly, when you come to the end of Yom Kippur, you start to cut off. No. And you try to find the 5 or 6 Kabbalahs that would then you think your life will change. The person thinks, if I, the Moshe, will go to sleep in time, I have to leave my dira. I'm a Kabbalah myself, a Kabbalah, I will leave my dira. It's a bad dira. I have a chavutah that I shmuz to. I'm a Kabbalah myself, not a shmuz. A person has to find out. What is the point to leave? Who he has to stop with? And he tries to find five or six Kabbalahs that he knows with this five or six Kabbalahs he will have a different life. With this five or six Kabbalahs he will have a different life. When a person manages to cut and to cut and to cut and then to put them exactly as it. When a person manages to finish that, then he has the Siyata Nishmai. And then if a person turns over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he cries and he's mischaret on all of the bad that he did, not only on these achas, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you will see these five, six things, choik velo yavor, I will lose all of my friends. I'm not planning to stop this fight. I will lose everything what I have. I will lose all these things. I'm not changing. Because I really believe that these things could change my life. This is tshuva shleima lefam. When a person does this tshuva shleima lefam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meicha. And then at the same time, a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a shana toivu umesuka. Give me good life. Give me good life. I heard from a person yesterday, probably one of the day, I forgot his name, it was a big body suvin. Big body suvin. In the outer door, I forgot his name. I heard of the person that heard it from him. And every time when the suvin was shot, he would say with a nigri, who hated, who made, who yated, London. Who made it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is made it. He wants the best from everyone. He wants the best from everyone. And he will do the best. Just you have to be mekabel to do it. Be'avil be'rotz. A person has to know one thing. It's toivel v'sheretz v'yodel. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to bring gold into the Beis HaMikdosh en kategor nasa sanedor. When you read it from the parsha of Yishmael, Ba'asher Ushom. There's a Musaq Ba'asher Ushom. These 2 days that are coming, a person has to be misnayeg the niyu me'al derech hateva. There's an anoge and mishpot that when a person is misnayeg lifni mishur asadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan Ba'asher Ushom. And this is the reason I'm saying, it's a whole, you could see him every time, tries to machlish oilom and learning, tries to machlish olam and odom lachaveiroim. You see so much bad things in these most hush of the days. Because b'shas ha-mishpot, we look at the person like he is. Like he is. And if he's behaving good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmi. So chutz from all of the Kabbalahs, a person has to be the yishuv hadas. I'm saying a person has to cut himself now from the world for 2 days, sitting only and learning the whole time and making cheshboinus. No shmuzin, no getting ready for nothing. And if a person passes the Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Heitiv, Umeitiv, Uyeitiv, he could do everything. He could do everything. He doesn't need help. He doesn't need no one to help him. If he wants, he could give all of the good to you. Everything he could give. He doesn't need no one to help him to give. So we don't need, we need to loshu b'tshuva shleima lefanov. And when a person davens and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me to become the special person. Help me to become a good person. Kadosh Baruch Hu miyad yoshev al kisei rachamim u'be'ezras Hashem u'b'zeichet u'gmar zivin tov u'negidei shel olam.
And the mice.